Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. If you're anything like me, and let's be honest, who isn't sometimes? Then you know that feeling when stress levels are soaring and your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt. It's like trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. That's where today's episode comes in handy. We're diving deep into the art of managing stress without turning into a burnt-out, procrastinating mess. Because let's face it, life is too short to spend it constantly feeling frazzled and overwhelmed. Ready to reclaim your sanity? Excellent. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those stressful moments like a boss. Number 1. Recognize your stress triggers. We all have them. That overflowing inbox, the looming deadline, or maybe even just the morning commute can send us into overdrive. The first step to managing stress is understanding what sets it off. Ever notice how your heart starts racing when you see certain people or are put in specific situations? Keep a journal for a week and jot down those moments when you feel stress creeping in. What were you doing? Who were you with? Identifying those patterns can be like cracking the code to your own stressometer. Number 2. It's time to ditch the I should mentality. You know what I'm talking about. I should be working out more. I should be cleaning the house. I should be learning a new language. Sound familiar? Those shoulds can pile up like dirty laundry, adding to your stress instead of taking it away. Remember, you're human. You don't have to do it all, and it's okay to prioritize what truly matters. Focus on what brings you joy and make time for the things that energize you, whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk, or just taking 5 minutes to breathe deeply. Number 3. Embrace the power of no. Learning to say no is one of the most liberating things you can do for your mental well-being. It might seem counterintuitive, but saying yes to everything can actually lead to more stress and burnout. Think of it like this. You only have a finite amount of energy, so spend it wisely. Number 4. Find your stress-busting superpower. We all have different coping mechanisms. Some people love hitting the gym, others find solace in creative pursuits like painting or writing. Experiment with different activities until you find what works best for you. Maybe it's taking a hot bath, listening to music, meditating, or spending time in nature. Whatever your stress-busting superpower is, make sure you're using it regularly. And lastly, number 5. Remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. When you take care of yourself, both physically and mentally, you have more energy and resilience to tackle the challenges life throws you away. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put fuel in a car if you wanted it to run smoothly, would you? The same goes for your body and mind. Okay, let's bring this all home with a real-world example. Picture this. Sarah's working on a major project with an upcoming deadline. Her inbox is overflowing, her colleagues are constantly asking for updates, and she's starting to feel the pressure. She could easily succumb to stress by neglecting her well-being, skipping meals, pulling all-nighters, and isolating herself from friends and family. But here's where Sarah's stress management skills come into play. She knows that feeling overwhelmed is a sign to hit the brakes. So if she takes a few minutes each morning to meditate, goes for a brisk walk during her lunch break, and makes sure to connect with loved ones outside of work. She also sets realistic deadlines for herself and learns to delegate tasks when possible. The result? Sarah not only gets the project done on time, but also manages her stress levels effectively. She's more focused, productive, and happier overall. Remember everyone. Stress is a part of life, but it doesn't have to control you. By recognizing your triggers, setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care, and finding healthy coping mechanisms, you can take charge of your well-being and thrive even during challenging times. Now go out there, slay those deadlines, and remember to breathe. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little stress management boost. And if you found these tips helpful, leave a review. It helps other people find the show and join the Procrastination Punisher community. Until tomorrow, stay fired up and keep crushing your goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.